And we've been following the Trump administration's decision today to rescind the Obama executive orders known as DACA. Young people brought as children to the U.S. before 2007 by their undocumented parents, given work permits and deferment from deportation if they meet certain qualifications. Unless Congress creates a new law, it's the end of DACA. So what are the political questions?
Let's get to our political analyst, Paris Denard, a Republican strategist. Hi, Paris.
Hello, hello.
And Angela Rye, a Democratic strategist. Hi, Angela.
Hi, Jeremy.
And Angela, I want to start with you. As a Democratic strategist, as you look at what was just announced today, what do you think?
I think it's heartless. I think that so often what we've seen from Donald Trump with his campaign, as well as with what the announcement was today, not by Donald Trump, by the way, MIA completely, as that announcement was made by
Jeff Sessions. Attorney General Jeff Sessions, right.
That's right. What I think is interesting is that we continue to implement policy and or rescind policy without taking into consideration the lives that are at stake. We're talking about 800,000 people who came here as children. We're talking about people, many of which never have known another home except for America. We're talking about people who sit in your classrooms, who may be arguing their dissertation at the same time as you, who may be hospital workers or working on the next app you're going to download. These are human beings who are contributing every day to the American economy. And now they're saying, for example, Forward.us and the Center for American Progress put out data that says that upwards of 30,000 DACA recipients per month will be losing their jobs as a result of this repeal.
Look, Paris, I'm going to bring you in here. This is something that President Trump supporters really wanted. But this is a finite group of highly educated people. They had to be under 30, here before 2007, go to school or the military, not have a criminal record. The Cato Institute estimates that the fiscal cost of deporting them will be over $60 billion, and there will be a $280 billion reduction in economic growth. Why do this when it's a finite group of people?
Well, I think there's just a few points. One, the government said that the actual number is 690, and so the notion that it's 800 plus is inaccurate. And number two is that
that's not inaccurate. There's data.
Well,
The DACA does not lead to mass deportation. I think that that's another falsehood about this. What President Trump and the administration did today. What we have to keep in mind is that this was always meant to be a temporary measure. President Obama said that himself. This is something that is a byproduct of the Congress failing to act during the Obama administration, especially when he had a 60-vote Democrat majority in the Senate, and President Obama doing something outside of congressional authority, which is the body that's supposed to enact these laws. And so the fact that this is being rescinded is an important thing, but we have to keep in mind that it is not immediate. This immediate rescission of DACA was likely because of the way this was going out by the attorney generals following the lawsuit, which had to be decided upon today, and the court and the judge that this was going to be before had done so under VRDAPA immediately. And so the president said, let's deal with this, give a six-month runway, which I think is responsible, which I think is respectful, and then let the Congress do the right thing, which is what the Congress is supposed to do.
But
the president is acting respectfully
and
responsibly.
We have already been speaking with somebody who knows this issue very well today, immigration reporter at USA Today, Alan Gomez, who says it's not really all that likely that Congress is going to step in and do
They're
something
not.
About this.
Well, then that falls at the face of the Congress. Once again, the Congress is going to have to get a spine and do what they're supposed to do by the people who elected them to do this. The administration, the president is not the king. The president cannot just make edicts and create laws with that Congress, the separation of powers, are supposed to do. So Congress is going to have to act.
Jump in,
Robin.
Angela,
can I just
jump in? Yeah.
So really quick, I hope that you all will play that line back again later when this is not an argument that Paris is siding with it. The president is not the king and he can't issue edicts. But on a more serious note, I think it's really important for us to understand that this has been a challenge under both Democratic administrations and Republican administrations. Paris, you referenced Barack Obama's administration and the attempt that they made to enforce and or enact some type of comprehensive immigration legislation. But you forgot in 2001 when I think you were working for George W. Bush when they ran into the same problems. So I think we should be, yes, Congress should have a spine. fine. Congress should act. But in the meantime, why would you put at stake more than 800,000 young people and their families? Why would you put at stake our nation's security, our nation's economy, to prove a point and to score cheap political points on the backs of these young people that did not come here necessarily on their own?
Well, the thing that I should point out is that while the Congress failed to enact comprehensive immigration reform under the Bush administration, the difference between President Bush and President Obama is President Bush did not decide to do something like this DACA program, which he knew would not pass muster through Congress. And
well,
many people
God
say
Barack
it's unconstitutional. And so this is an
it's
issue
not.
That we have to deal with, that Congress needs to deal with. And it is something that they're not children. They're adults. The average age is 22. It ranges up to
children.
35.
Listen.
They came
both,
here when they were children.
You're both talking
Harris,
about
that's a fact.
Without any knowledge.
Let's just talk about the fact that they're illegal. That they're not illegal.
We're not going to call human beings illegal, Paris. That's not okay. So are you illegal when you jaywalk? Are you illegal when you jaywalk? Don't call a human being illegal.
Yeah, if I break
illegal.
The law, I am illegal. And if the police sees me, he should.
Come on,
yeah, that's an illegal act.
That's a civil infraction.
Look, Paris,
it's a civil infraction.
Just want to jump in here and ask Paris. You as Jeff Sessions has said, are arguing that this isn't something that a president can do, but this is a president who's tried a ban on Muslims. So it's obviously, you know, something that his office has tried to do. But I want to ask you about the politics here. What do you think is going to happen in Congress? You have Arizona Senator John McCain calling this the wrong approach to immigration policy. Jeff Flake said the same thing last week. What's going to happen
Paul
in the
Ryan,
Republican?
The House Speaker.
Yeah. Hey, what's going to happen within the Republican Party?
Listen, I get that this is not politically expedient for the people in Congress. I know they don't want to tackle the tough issues. They want to pass the buck and keep passing down the line. They don't want to do the tough things, but they're going to have to do it. And the American people, the people who voted them into office, the people who voted President Trump into office, who support this America First agenda, are going to require of them to do their job and to act and stop kicking these things down the road and not dealing with it. This is the problem with infrastructure. This is the problem with our tax system. This is the problem with Social Security. This is a problem with the issue with the nuclear deal. All of these things are because of failures of Congress to act when they should.
So just really quick, I just want to respond to this. I think it's kind of irresponsible of us also to act as if Congress has not acted. We know that on a bipartisan level, Senators Dick Durbin and Lindsey Graham also introduced the DREAM Act. This would actually solve this very issue that we're talking about. So it would be nice for the president not to pass the buck onto Congress and to ensure that they have the support they need. You're actually asking them to champion and push of an issue like this going into the midterm elections. I would love to see Republicans do the right thing, Paris, but I don't know that folks on your side of the aisle know what that is. You have a bigot like Steve King who regularly tweets things attacking folks who are immigrants here. And then you have folks like Lindsey Graham and John McCain who are on the complete other side of this issue. You also have your president who championed the bigotry associated with immigration. Robin just brought up the Muslim ban issue, so he's tried to address immigration policy through executive order, and it's been challenged and clearly unconstitutional when it really did go beyond the scope. So I think we have to be very honest about where we are and what the problems actually are and how to solve for them. It is clear that there's been a bill introduced here.
I want to step in because in the 2 minutes that we have left, we do need to talk about just a couple of other things that are going on in Washington besides DACA. This is going to be a huge month in Congress with deadlines to raise the debt limit and pass a temporary spending bill that may or may not include funding for President Trump's wall. And then passing aid for Harvey victims was added onto that list. On Fox News Sunday, the Treasury Secretary, Steven Mnuchin, said he wants to attach Harvey aid money for Texas to a bill to raise the debt limit, even though some House conservatives oppose that idea. Let's listen.
The president and I believe that it should be tied to the Harvey funding, that our first priority is to make sure that the state gets money. It is critical. And to do that, we need to make sure we raise the debt limit.
Paris, is that likely to happen? And are we facing the possibility at this point of a government shutdown or a default on the debt?
I think that the president is telling the American people through our Treasury Secretary that the aid to Harvey is something that needs to be done. Under normal circumstances, they would not attach it to it. But because of the crisis is so severe, the money that is so much needed, this is something that needs to be done to get the Congress to come together and act, because these are two pressing things that have to be done at a moment's notice. The debt ceiling is a pertinent issue, as well as Harvey funding. Put it together, get it done.
And you know, really? Once again, we've had an entire segment where we just don't discuss the Democrats. Angela, what is your party not doing that it should and can be doing now?
I think that, I would agree with Paris that this is something that needs to be done. I want to just be clear that it's not going to happen in the House. The House Freedom Caucus and others are not going to go for a debt ceiling bill being tied to Harvey funding. I think Democrats have been very clear about what they should be supporting and how. I think you're going to see them out on the streets today of fighting against this DACA repeal. And I think they need to continue going forward, pushing against an agenda that is bigoted and discriminatory.
Well, we didn't get to the meeting today with the president and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. Love to be a fly on that wall because the president wants to talk about tax reform, but he's been blasting McConnell for failing to pass Obamacare. So a lot of bruised feelings here. Paris Denard, our Republican strategist, Angela Rye, the Democratic strategist, will keep asking you about it. Thanks to you both.
Thanks,
Robin. Thank you.